afternoon. Thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And let's get started with some of the information out there, some of the top stories in the news today. Thus far, we've got the one of the big stories is Southwest Airlines. Yesterday, we were covering all the cancellations that were going on nationwide, and the bulk of those were Southwest Air. Well, guess what? Today, we have 3,000 cancellations already today, and 2,600 of them are Southwest Airlines. It continues on. 64%. Yesterday, 70% of Southwest Airlines flights were canceled. Today, it's 64%. In fact, the an executive from Southwest came out today and said they are operating 33% on purpose. What? Like, this is a strategy of yours to cancel all these flights? I mentioned yesterday, I know somebody who's been stranded in the airport since Friday, that it was actually a layover from Hawaii back to the mainland here to visit family for the holidays, and they've been stuck in the layover location since Friday. Finally, they just flew out today. I have somebody else who was supposed to fly out, a relative who was supposed to fly out Christmas Eve. They were Southwest. It got canceled Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas Eve, they canceled it. They were supposed to fly out today. It got canceled as well. Southwest said the earliest flight we can put you on will be a Saturday. So they just ended up booking with a different airline. They're like, I'll forget it. I got to get home. So Southwest's woes have instigated a federal probe now. You know, federal government looking into this. Why is Southwest canceling 65% of their flights in the past, you know, 3 to 4 days? Obviously weather is an issue, but it's dramatically higher than what any other airline is doing as far as cancellations goes. Now, other top news right now, Trump's taxes will be released on Friday. His tax returns will be released on Friday. Now, we know this is 6 years worth. This will be made public. We've already know the details about it, though, right? They've already let us know that he didn't pay taxes on some years, and some years he had negative taxes. But if you want to pour through them, they will be available for the public coming up on Friday. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. Remember there was a kidnapping plot that the FBI foiled where these people were going to kidnap her? Well, the co-leader was sentenced to 16 years in prison for plotting to kidnap her. New York representative-elect, you just heard this on Fox News right there, but here it's one of the top stories. New York representative-elect George Santos admitted to fabricating key details of his bio, including going to college. I'm going to run for Congress or state rep, and I'm just going to lie about going to college. I'm going to lie about what jobs I did and what work I did, and nobody will ever find out. Are you kidding me with this? Okie dokie. That's an interesting one right there. Let's see here. So there's a lot of tensions rising. Nope, not in Ukraine. The other side of the world, North Korea, South Korea, Taiwan, China, that whole area. So Kim Jong-un has been doing all kinds of different military exercises that seemingly have been threatening to South Korea. South Korea has apparently now sent drones into Kim Jong-un's airspace. That's one of the first times they've ever done something like that before. In the meantime, Taiwan has extended a mandatory military service to counter China's threat. So a lot of things are going on over that way. And then the other story, just a follow-up from yesterday, one of the top stories, and you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, covering the top stories in the news today. Carrie Lake, she's the Republican who was running for governor in Arizona. And yesterday, one of the stories was that the Democrat governor-elect was trying to add sanctions to Carrie Lake of about $33,000 in legal fees, because Carrie Lake is challenging the results of the election. So the Democrat governor-elect tried to sanction Kerry Lake for basically the legal fees of $33,000. Today, the follow-up with that is the Maricopa County judge refused to sanction Kerry Lake, saying that the claims were groundless. So, okay. And so basically, what the governor wanted is say, since you are filing a lawsuit pertaining to challenging the election, you should pay for all of our legal fees. And the judge says that's not sanctioned. You can't do that one. So yeah, I don't know if you saw this one here. We've mentioned it before briefly, but once again, it's starting to become a bigger and bigger story. China's COVID crisis is rearing up again. They're starting to have a whole nother wave of COVID. And remember, they've been locked down for like 2 months now. But despite the lockdowns and extreme, I mean, we're talking draconian, major draconian lockdowns. Their ICUs are packed. Their hospitals are getting getting overwhelmed again. I mean, it's like looking back at 2020 with what China's going through right now. It's Pets Call right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic in the fives.
We do have an accident on 98 throughout Navarre. This is going to be right off of Granada Street. This is going to be in the eastbound direction. Not seeing major slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. That is the intersection right near the Navarre Beach Causeway. So definitely use some caution there. Other than that, I-10, I-110 looking good. 29 also showing no delays, and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point checking in clear. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text. That number is 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. We have the legislative session for the state of Florida that's going to begin next month, and we've already got a lot of bills that have been filed that are hoping to be heard and get passed in this next legislative session. One of them deals with babies. I'll tell you what it is coming up here in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, I'm Joe Ford. The Supreme Court is ordering Title 42 be kept in effect for now. The court voted 5-4 to grant an emergency request from almost 20 Republican state attorneys general. Title 42 allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID concerns. Almost every airline except Southwest back to normal operations after the brutal winter storm. According to FlightAware, nearly 90% of today's cancellations belong to Southwest. The Biden administration says they're going to look into it after thousands of complaints from stranded holiday travelers. The accused ringleader of the group who plotted to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer being sentenced to 16 years in prison. Adam Fox was convicted in August of 2020 in the plot to abduct the governor over her COVID-19 restrictions. And Bobby, the movie Babylon looks like a flop at the box office. The Margot Robbie-led film opened over the four-day holiday weekend with just over $5 million. Damien Chazelle's look at Hollywood's early days, which also stars Brad Pitt, had a budget of $80 million, making it unlikely to break even in theaters. I was excited to see that one. I'm not sure I will carry that same enthusiasm moving forward.
I thought so as well, but I guess it doesn't seem to be doing so good. So I guess, you know, another DVD digital download option right there.
Yeah.
For Babylon. And the other thing is, I guess they there's a lot of competition. And we mentioned this yesterday with Avatar reaching nearly $1 billion, that I thought that it would be like I thought Babylon and what's the other one? The animation one that came out.
Puss in Boots?
That one? Puss in Boots. So I thought both of those two would have done really well, and that would have taken from the Avatar crowd, and Avatar would, you know, would probably came in like third. Nope. Instead, everybody still went and saw Avatar this weekend.
Yeah.
And so even though Puss in Boots didn't do that bad, it did a lot better than Babylon.
And I'm sure just got destroyed. Yeah, I'm sure foot traffic was obviously down big time too, with the weather. You know.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. Maybe not here, but yeah, nationwide. Yeah, that's you would definitely have some issues, I guess you would say, as with the foot traffic. So yeah, good point right there as well. But you know, I think it's still a looking at the movie, it looks like a cute movie still to me. So I'd still like to see it.
Yeah.
Just don't know. I guess nobody else wanted to, and I guess that's the key.
Yeah,
the key to the whole thing. So
absolutely.
This Southwest flights. I was mentioning just before, my sister actually had a Southwest flight. It got canceled on Christmas Eve, actually like the day before. Luckily, they gave her enough heads up. But her flight got canceled on Christmas Eve to head home, and then it was rescheduled for Tuesday. That was the earliest that they could fly and get like her and her kids all in the same seats, like be together or something like that, where they had four seats left. Yeah, that's what it was. And then, but now she, yesterday, last night, she was getting ready to fly out and she gets a call, you know, a text or whatever, your flight's been canceled. So she contacted them to reschedule and they said the earliest they could get her is Saturday. And so it's like a full week from when she was supposed to fly out initially. And that's what I was mentioning yesterday. You know, with 2,600 flights canceled from Southwest yesterday, or maybe it was even more than that by the time the day was over. But with that many flights canceled yesterday and then another 2,600 flights today, a lot of these flights being canceled were previous flights that were already canceled, you know? So the backlog
Popular theory out there, like as the CEO or anybody said, hey, this is why we are the only one that's dealing with this.
So because it's apparently their strategy. So this came out like yesterday that Southwest saw the bad weather and all the snow and everything. And they thought in order to be more efficient, they needed to just cancel flights. And so it's apparently their strategy. And today it was announced that there was going to be a federal probe into it. And immediately like the CEO or some executive came out and said, we're fine. We're just running at 33% capacity right now. It's like, that's not fine. But so I don't know what they're, as I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, they said, whoever is the one that made the decision of, hey, this is bad storms. Let's manage this storm by just canceling 65% of our flights every day, that person's probably going to get fired when this is all said and done.
I did just discover how I'm going to speak to my bosses from now on. Oh, I'm your work performance is really yeah. suffering. Well, I'm fine. I'm just, you know, 33% capacity. I mean, that's, yeah,
that's right.
Oh, okay. 33% Joe. Capacity. All right. Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. Oh boy. The airport that's getting hit the hardest, looks like to me, out of the larger airports, would be Chicago Midway. It's
a big Southwest. 34%
of the flights leaving from there are getting canceled. And yes, Southwest is out of Chicago Midway.
I guess I'm surprised at Southwest because I mean, my parents live to fly for Southwest and that's all they fly. Yeah. You know, I mean, both from Chicago, they fly to Midway. I guess I'm surprised it's Southwest because you don't, you know, really hear Southwest being the problem airline.
But. Not usually, but they are right now. They're definitely struggling through it right now. So as of today, 5,100 flight delays in the United States, 3,079 flight cancellations. So this is like at least the fourth day in a row we've had over 3,000 flight cancellations. So it's almost all of these are Southwest Air. I mean, 2,600 out of the 3,000 are Southwest.
I feel like that's also just a horrible strategy because sometimes when it gets so miserable, you'll never fly that airline again.
Yeah.
Like I had an awful experience with my whole family in the fourth grade with American, and I have not taken an American flight since then.
Fourth grade?
Yeah. Like it was that bad.
That's
so wow. I feel like during the holidays, you're stuck in the like airport for days on end or a random city for days on end. You're never going to do Southwest, at least for a couple years.
Yeah, it's going to take some people. Yeah, you're right. Some people will be like, I'm never flying them again over this experience. Especially you get canceled two or three times. And yeah, then people are like, you know, I mean, at that point you could have driven, you know, it's like, oh my goodness. All right, Grace, what do we got going on with traffic?
Roads throughout Pensacola are checking in without any major slowdowns. I-10, I-110 looking good. We're seeing that everyday afternoon traffic on Highway 90 starting to pick up as people are back to work today. So Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect those delays on the bridge. 98 in Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point checking in without any major slowdowns. And our slowdowns on 98 throughout Navarre have also cleared up. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by International Paper. Wishing you and your family a happy and healthy holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from International Paper. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, let's talk about diapers. That's next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So the legislative session for the state of Florida is going to be starting next month, and got a lot of bills that are already being filed pertaining to that. And one of them was filed pertaining to diaper tax, a diaper tax. Representative, what's her first name? I just want to blank. Anna, Representative Anna Escamani. Implemented or introduced a bill that would get rid of sales tax on diapers and other adult incontinence products. And there's already been an existing sales tax exemption. They're tax-free until June 20 of next year. But then after that, it's supposed to expire. So she wants to make it permanent that there's no sales tax on diapers or other adult incontinence products. And the diapers, I definitely have to say yes to that. I mean, so many young families, they're broke and they need diapers, and having to pay that extra 8% sales tax each time, it could help out quite a bit. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up next hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go to the New Year's concert from the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. And then tune in tomorrow during Pep Talk with Jenna Barr for another opportunity to win a pair of tickets to go check out that concert. And let's see here, what else we got here? Oh, put this on your calendar. Big Brothers and Big Sisters Big Gala is coming up January 14th. It's their biggest black tie event of the year. Their theme is Come Fly With Me, celebrating Northwest Florida's rich history in aviation. Remember, all the ticket sales and proceeds from the Big Gala go towards Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. So be sure to check that out as well. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, I got a little bit of a review of 2022 for you. Some of the top Google stories and mispronounced and misspelled words and things like that. They're top three stories before we get into our sports. So Southwest Airlines woes has invoked a federal probe. Once again today, another 64% of their flights have been canceled. That's a day after 70% of their flights were canceled. Title 42 is going to stay in effect, at least for now. So this is the second, Trump-era immigration policy that the Supreme Court has stopped the Biden administration from getting rid of. The first one was the stay in Mexico policy. Now it's Title 42. Now, with the stay in Mexico policy, they actually ruled initially that they can't get rid of it. Then they ruled, okay, you can get rid of it because it was just an executive order, and so you can't overturn it. The reason why they're keeping it in effect now, both of these, is just so that the lawsuits challenging them can go forward. So they're not overruling like any kind of laws or anything like that, in other words. They are just strictly just saying, hey, this is, you know, there are some lawsuits from the states challenging the getting rid of these laws. We'll allow those challenges to be heard. And final top three story, a man is being sentenced to 16 years in prison for plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA only has one game on NBA TV tonight. 7:30 will be the New York Knicks against the Dallas Mavs. NCAA football, we got some bowl games going on. University of Buffalo beat Georgia Southern earlier today, 23-21. Right now, University of Memphis is beating Utah State University, 24-3. This has still got 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. That game is on ESPN. Then later on ESPN, after this game's over, you'll have Coastal Carolina playing Eastern Carolina. And then the late game on ESPN at 9:15 will be University of Wisconsin playing Oklahoma State. Then we've also got some NCAA men's basketball on FS1 tonight. Seton Hall plays Marquette. NHL hockey going to be on ESPN Plus. And I believe, where'd it go? I don't think Florida Panthers or Tampa Bay are playing tonight in that one. I'll give you your sports news, but first let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors on I-10 and I-110. We're moving nicely throughout Pensacola, as well as Highway 90. That's going to be on Nine Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. No major slowdowns to report. We are seeing a little bit of some slow traffic on the bridge on Highway 90. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, that is due to construction. But Highway 90 throughout Pace in Milton, looking good as well. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. J.J. Watt has revealed that he will retire at the end of the season. Says it's been an absolute honor and a pleasure. I'm going to say I'm a little surprised. He's still pretty dominant for the Cardinals, but he's going to go ahead and retire at the end of the season. Ex-NFL players are urging Tua Tagovailoa of the Dolphins to just go ahead and just finish his season. Don't come back and don't even try to come back and play after his latest concussion scare. As we mentioned yesterday, this is his third time this season he's been in concussion protocol. And one of those times he was knocked out cold. Yeah, major brain damage that can occur from this. CTE, deterioration of the brain. And he's lined up. So he needs to give his head a rest. The streaking Brooklyn Nets picked up their ninth straight win behind Kevin Durant and Kyrie, holding off the Cavs last night. The Pirates have signed a 42-year-old left-handed pitcher. He's going to be a reliever. And then Wake Forest quarterback is the latest to enter the transfer portal. His last name is Hartman. though, that is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So there is Elon Musk was weighing in on the whole Twitter files and all the information that has been released pertaining to Twitter and the Twitter files and everything like that. And well, let's go ahead and just hear a little clip of what he has to say about it.
So, I mean, to be totally frank, almost every conspiracy theory that people had about Twitter turned out to be true. So, like, is there a conspiracy theory about Twitter that didn't turn out to be true? So far, they've all turned out to be true. And if not, more true than people thought.
There you go. Not only did they turn out to be true, every, quote, conspiracy theory, they turned out to be more true than what they thought. For those not following the Twitter files dumps that keep happening every week, here's just some of the highlights of things you might have missed. I actually got this breakdown from ZeroHedge.com. The FBI paid Twitter $3.5 million to censor conservatives. The FBI pressured Twitter to give them information that would legally require warrants, usually, though they didn't have the warrants. They pressured them to give them that information anyway. Leading up to the 2020 election, the FBI would eventually hold weekly meetings with Twitter and tell them whose tweets to get rid of and which accounts they wanted suspended. Of course, almost all of them were conservatives. The FBI knew the Hunter laptop story was real. They knew it was coming out weeks before the 2020 election. And they told Big Tech to expect a Russian and disinformation drop and squelch that story. That means the FBI corrupted the election to help Joe, totally showered with his daughter, Ashley Biden. There's so many former FBI employees at Twitter, they have their own Slack channel. And so I think one of the big stories from the Twitter files is that the Hunter laptop story, it proves that beyond a shadow of a doubt, the Biden family took tens of millions of dollars from Chinese companies and for no necessarily like discernible work at all. The FBI pressured big tech firms to downplay the story, even making it unshareable, even though they knew the laptop and the laptop story and the data behind it was all real. So there's even more things that have come out. FBI was a portal for government agencies to get to Twitter to surveil and censor Americans. Twitter wasn't the only big tech firm deep in the pockets of the FBI. They also worked with Verizon, Reddit, Facebook, Microsoft. Then FBI employees were tasked with doing word searches on Twitter for violations of Twitter policies instead of chasing actual criminals. It just goes on and on and on. Those are just some of the things that have come out from the FBI or from the Twitter files that have been released. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a text here. Hey, Bobby, I'm sure that is the only social media platform that they've done this with, and it's got to be just Twitter, right? No, that was part of the last part I was just saying is that part of the Twitter files dump was evidence that they did this exact same thing with other social networks. And so FBI had offices set up to work with the social networks. It's like Elon said in that quote we just played. Every conspiracy theory didn't just turn out to be true, but may have even been worse than what the conspiracy theory thought it was going to be. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and we'll read your text. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we were talking about the Twitter files and Elon Musk saying, we just played the audio where he's like, it seems like every conspiracy theory about Twitter turned out not just be true, but worse than what we even thought it was and worse than what the conspiracy theory thought it was. And I got a text here. So my question is, how long are they going to continue to get away with all this? And nobody hold these people accountable, which is just crazy. That's what always troubles me about politics specifically. On the federal level, you got corruption on both sides, mostly on the left, though. But then when it comes to conservatives, they're always just talking heads and exposing the garbage and corruption is going on, but don't have any power to do anything about it. which is ridiculous. Our government is a stinking joke on the federal level. I just want to tell Republican politicians to shut your mouth until you can do something about it, or do what you say is about what you say is going on. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. And you're right, corruption is on both sides of it as well. But it does seem like a lot of time. You know, one of the things I realized, and we'll get traffic on the fives here in a second, and then go to Joe Ford. I was thinking about this today, and it just kind of popped in my head because I was talking to somebody today who was saying that Trump, when Trump was president, that's when America really, like the politics of America really started to be just volatile. And I was like, what do you mean by that? And they go, well, that's when they're like, well, that's when politics became just started to become really messy and unruly and like name calling started. And I was like, so you're saying this was from Trump? And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is the problem. So many people don't pay attention to politics at all that their only reflection of what's going on in politics is what the mainstream media puts out there, the clickbait headlines that they see. And the mainstream media, and I'm talking about the Associated Press is part of that, Reuters is part of that. And so, yes, during the Trump years, they were always pointing out all the negative stuff that Trump would say or Trump's followers would say or Trump's followers would do, the MAGA crowd. But the problem is prior to that, Obama, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, back when Harry Reid was still alive, these people were rude. They're very, very rude towards Republicans. And there was all the censorship of conservative groups that happened by the IRS and all these other things. But since the mainstream media didn't cover that stuff, the perception, remember, I always say perception is reality. The perception was everything was cohesive. Nobody's got a problem. I don't know what these conservatives' problems are because they don't see the clickbait headlines. And as soon as Trump came in office and he's doing the same thing that Democrats have been doing for decades, now all of a sudden it's bad. And now all of a sudden that's created discord. Well, it's always created discord for the conservatives and libertarians who were paying attention. But for the average Joe who watches Real Housewives and just pays attention to sports and doesn't ever even check the news, to them, they're like, oh man, before Trump, everything was cohesive. I was like, no, it wasn't. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. One more text here. Federal politicians don't do anything because they know they'll be exposed also. No, there could be that as well. Good point. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing to slow you down on the roads. I-10, I-110, and 29 and 90 all checking in without any major delays. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Joe, what do we got going on in the news?
Bobby, the Supreme Court is ordering Title 42 to be kept in effect for now. The court voted 5-4 to grant an emergency request from almost 20 Republican state attorneys general today. The next weather-related issue facing folks in the Buffalo area could be flooding. A historic blizzard pummeled the area with snow, but temperatures are set to warm up this week, and rain could begin falling on Friday. White House says a record number of Americans are taking advantage of health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Nearly 11.5 million Americans signed up for the insurance online from November 1st through December 15th, about an 18% increase from the same time last year. And the Mega Millions jackpot now at $565 million ahead of tonight's drawing. The cash prize is about $294. It's because it's been more than 3 months since anybody's matched all six numbers.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. So everybody's going, hey, it's been 3 months since we had a big win, so it's got to happen sometime soon. And maybe. Could it go another?
Could be us, Bobby. Could be us.
Could be. Probably not. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. The top Google searched terms, news topics in 2022, midterm election results, Queen Elizabeth's passing, Ukraine, Powerball numbers, right there, and Hurricane Ian. The top words we wanted to define were rupee, oligarch, cacao, Homer, and recession. And the top how to pronounce searches were how to pronounce cutter, how to pronounce Kiev, how to pronounce puzzle. That's weird. How to pronounce Omicron and how to pronounce Encanto. Let's go ahead and get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Here's a headline for you. Driver forgets wife during P stop. She was forced to walk 12.5 miles for help. This happened in Thailand, apparently. They had a P stop, and he accidentally forgot his wife. Well, they just drive in complete silence? Or does she sit in the back and he didn't know that she was even with him? Come on. Who's falling for this one? Who's falling for this one? Not anybody. I like this text. Classic, the good old forgot my wife trick. That's not good. Spence call right now, Bobby Ross.